Hi and welcome to a quick how-to video for the Canon 500D T1i and KISS X3. I'm going to do some shorter videos in between some of the main tutorials, just covering how to change certain options and certain functions, and impart some tips on why you would do that, just so you know where to go to on the camera body in terms of the controls and buttons, and also maybe in the menus as well. Okay, so the first one is the auto focus selection, or AF point selections. Okay, one thing to note is that you cannot change this in any of the automatic modes, so fully auto, any of the portrait, landscape, close-up, sports or other modes, because the warning that you will get up on screen when you try to do that is when you press this top right button here, which has got the plus magnifying glass on, it says this function is not selectable in the current shooting mode. So the camera automatically chooses which autofocus point it locks focus with. The camera has 9 autofocus points. Okay, it's something that you will see through the viewfinder. Okay, and it picks the autofocus point that it wants to use. It's not always a great thing that it does that, because sometimes it locks onto the wrong part of the image or the wrong part of the subject. So to actually change the autofocus point, we need to go to not creative auto. Okay, we need to go to program mode. So we can change it in program, shutter priority or time value, aperture priority, and manual as well. Okay, we'll stick with aperture priority for the moment, and if we press that button now, we get the AF point selection manual selection option. We can, when we rotate using the dial just below behind the shutter button, choose it to automatic, so the camera still automatically picks which autofocus point, or we can then pick which autofocus point that we wish to use depending on what the images we're trying to take, what the subject is. The center autofocus point here is the most sensitive one, although I sometimes will shift it to these outer top ones when I'm taking portraits. If I've turned the camera into portrait orientation, where you turn the camera around on its axis this way, okay, so I can actually use these focus points, which are going to end up closer to the eye of the subject or the person that I'm taking the picture of. So this gives you greater control on selecting the auto focus point nearer to the part of the frame or the subject in the frame that you wish to focus on. So that's how you change your auto focus points on the Canon 500D, T1i and KISS X3.